Elite RV and Boat Storage in Paso Robles is now open. They're not your typical open-air dirt lot. Elite RV and Boat Storage is fully fenced, fully paved, and each space is covered. Their state-of-the-art facility includes security and video cameras monitored 24/7 with motion detectors safeguarding every covered parking space, a professional RV wash station with spot-free rinse, vacuum station, trickle charging, air compressor, a dump station, propane, accessory store, and they offer free ice. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Don't let your RV or boat get sun bleached. Allow decal fading or let it deteriorate in the dust.
Hi, this is Kit. Trust your RV and boat to locally owned and operated Elite RV and Boat Storage at 4210 Right Way off of Dry Creek Road next to the Estrella Warburgs Museum. Call Elite RV and Boat Storage at 805-801-3889 or online at EliteRVandStorage.com. Ask about a free month.
Hi, Jean, this is Ann. Remember, my parents were so stressed out when they couldn't pay their bills? We are so relieved. We found Attorney Rossi on Spring Street in Paso. He knows his stuff. He explained all of my parents' financial alternatives for free.
Rossi didn't charge you?
No charge. Rossi offers a free meeting to help guide people who have money problems. He says good people get into tough situations and need help. He said there are solutions to getting people out of debt, ways to save people's homes from foreclosure, and sometimes cancel tax debt and stop lawsuits and stop harassing creditor calls. Rossi says about a quarter of his clients don't need legal help to deal with their overwhelming bills.
Is he a debt consolidation attorney?
No, he said debt consolidation is usually a poor choice, but he does help clients settle lawsuits out of court. Sometimes it means filing bankruptcy, and sometimes there's other ways.
Rossi Law is right here in Paso on Spring Street across from Wells Fargo, and he offers a free initial consultation.
Welcome to the driver's seat of freedom. Get behind the wheel and find your freedom faster. Win one of two Chevy Corvette Stingrays or a share of $50,000 in slot replay from Chumash Casino Resort. Drawing September 15th, 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. Welcome to freedom. Must be present to win. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, September 12th, 2024. I'm Kevin Will.
Driver flees accident at Wellsona Road 101 intersection. Paso Robles Police Department hosting fundraiser for Special Olympics. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today, highs in the upper 80s. It's 57 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solar Ponics. Don't just go solar, go Solar Ponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. Yesterday afternoon, a traffic incident occurred on the intersection of Wellsona Road and Highway 101 North. According to the California Highway Patrol, three vehicles were involved in the incident at 2:08 p.m., a red Volkswagen, a white Ford, and a blue Kia. CHP says the blue Kia tried fleeing the scene, with the Ford following the driver. They immediately contacted law enforcement, and CHP says the blue Kia was pulled over 10 minutes later. Currently, it is unknown if anyone in the incident suffered injuries. The Wellsona Road and 101 intersection is notorious for how many traffic incidents occur, although an underpass is slated for construction in the next few months. Yesterday afternoon, just before 1 p.m., the San Luis Obispo CHP office received a notification of an incident on Highway 58, east of Highway 229. The driver of a Ford F-150 was involved in a rollover incident, with the solo female occupant pinned inside the vehicle. Emergency crews extracted the woman from the vehicle, and she was transported to the Sierra Vista Regional Medical Center. The CHP release says that she succumbed to her injuries and was pronounced dead. Her identification is being withheld, pending notification of next of kin. CHP says this does not appear to be a distracted driving incident, and neither drugs nor alcohol are believed to be a factor. However, CHP says they believe speed was a factor and the woman was likely not wearing her seatbelt. Paso Robles Police Department hosting fundraiser for Special Olympics. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blazin' Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big-picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin' Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. The Paso Robles Police Department will be holding its annual Tip-A-Cop fundraiser this month. Proceeds for this fundraiser will benefit Special Olympics Southern California as part of a statewide initiative. Officers will serve attendees of the event dinner in order to raise funds and awareness for Special Olympics athletes. The event takes place on September 18, 2024. Attendees can reserve tables for 5:30 or 7 p.m. that night, with tables for eight available at $250. Individual takeout and meal options are also available for those unable to dine in. Proceeds directly benefit Special Olympics programs in San Luis Obispo County. The Templeton Rec Foundation has announced the date for its annual awards dinner. Their fall event this year is Livin' the Scream, October 26th at Spring Hill Suites in Atascadero. The event takes place from 5 to 9 p.m. with VIP guests allowed inside an hour early. The event will feature a dinner, drinks, live and silent auction, and a costume contest. For more information, you can visit templetoncsd.org. Red Wings Horse Sanctuary will be holding their fourth annual fundraiser. First established in 1991, Red Wings works to rescue, care for, and rehabilitate abused equines, as well as care for retired racehorses. The upcoming fundraiser is Red Wings' biggest fundraiser of the year. Here's Linnell Soxman, member of Red Wings Board of Directors, with details of this event.
Our annual fundraiser, our fourth annual fundraiser, will be held on Sunday, September 29th from 11 to 3, and it is at the Horse Sanctuary at 6875 Union Road in Paso Robles. The last day for purchasing tickets for our event is September 22nd. So if people don't want to miss out, they need to buy their tickets now so that they can enjoy this really great event, because, you know, there's all kinds of demonstrations going on, and it really is it's a fun day.
VIP tables are also available, which includes a tour of the ranch, a charcuterie board, special wine glasses, and more. You can also go to redwingshorsesanctuary.org to purchase tickets for this event. In partnership with Mujeres de Acción, the city of Paso Robles invites the community to celebrate Hispanic heritage at the Hispanic Heritage Festival in the downtown city park. This festival takes place on Sunday, September 15th from 2 to 9 p.m. and highlights the rich cultural traditions of the Hispanic community through a variety of family-friendly activities. Entertainment includes live mariachi music, folklorico dance performances, a traditional El Grito ceremony, and live music of Grupo Norteño. The event will also include authentic Hispanic food and local vendors. The city of San Luis Obispo announced that the Laguna Lake Dog Park will be closed starting Monday, September 16th for renovations. Park upgrades will include full perimeter fencing, separate areas for large and small dogs, improved drainage to maintain the natural landscape, new trees to enhance the park's beauty, new play structures for dogs, and new pathways for enhanced accessibility. The budget for this project is around $1.5 million, funded by the San Luis Ranch Development Parkland in Lieu Fund. The city says that construction will be complete in the spring of 2025. In sports, Major League Baseball, the Dodgers beat the Cubs 10-8, the Giants over the Brewers 13-2, the Mariners beat the Padres 5-2, the Athletics over the Astros 5-4, the Twins beat the Angels 6-4, the Yankees over the Royals 4-3. Tonight, the Giants will face the Brewers, the Athletics will go against the Astros, the Rangers will face the Mariners, the Rockies will go against the Tigers, and the Yankees will face the Red Sox. Local news was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:15. California news coming up next.
The customer service and workmanship at Davis Body Shop is first rate.
Jessica, who is a North County resident, talks about her experience at Davis Body Shop.
Lori, Eric, and Patrick were super helpful. Patrick did a great job ensuring that everything my car needed was done in an incredibly fast time. My car looks amazing inside and out. For body work and customer care, Davis is the best, and we would never take our cars anywhere else.
Davis Body Shop has repaired well over 80,000 vehicles since 1962, and today Davis is the longest established shop on the Central Coast. If you ever need the services of Davis Body Shop, remember, they are San Luis Obispo County's most honored, respected, and trusted auto collision specialist with two locations, on El Camino Real with a convenient enterprise car rental facility, and Davis Body Shop on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
California headline news. Southern California still dealing with massive wildfires. The Bridge Fire burning nearly 50,000 acres, forcing residents in the Mount Baldy and Wrightwood areas from their homes. Residents like Ron Densford wondering if they'll have anything to come back to.
I'm hoping it's still there. You know, I'm almost 80 years old. I'm retired. I'm disabled. And I really don't want to live anywhere else. But if my house is gone, I don't know what to do.
Paul Holiday with Cal Fire says the area where the airport fire is burning in Orange and Riverside counties claimed the lives of firefighters decades ago.
Historically, the Decker Fire in 1959 burned through this exact same fire footprint and killed a number of firefighters at that time. So all of our crews, everybody up and down the state and within the region, are aware of the Decker Fire and the history in this area.
The fire burning more than 23,000 acres, just 5% contained, 18% containment on the line fire in San Bernardino County. Thousands of Southern California residents still forced from their homes. Jeff Scott, California News.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first-time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls' trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
I had been starting to be sick all the time at work, so I went to the doctor. He asked if people in the office smoked. He identified it as being exposed to secondhand smoke. I decided to sue. It was worth it in the end, California being the first state to be smoke-free in workplaces and restaurants in the country.
Andrea was part of a historic movement to ban smoking in the workplace. Learn how she and other Californians are fighting big tobacco at undo.org.
Get ready for the hunt at the Three Speckled Hens Antiques and Vintage Market. Friday and Saturday, October 4th and 5th at the Paso Robles Event Center. Gather your friends and search for that one-of-a-kind vintage, antique, or repurposed treasure. Under the oak trees at Frontier Park and inside the Ponderosa Building, mark your calendars and spread the word. It's the Three Speckled Hens Antique and Vintage Show, October 4th and 5th. For tickets, threespeckledhens.com. That's threespeckledhens.com.
Eric's Painting, your North County licensed residential and commercial paint company. You will love the expert attention to detail when working with Eric. He specializes in refinishing cabinets, stained or painted, and stained decks and porches. Great reviews on Yelp, and he guarantees quality work. Call Eric or find him on Facebook here in the North County. 805-975-6960.
KPRL News continues at 7:19. Food and Farm News sponsored by Dignified Hope Care. Assisting seniors part-time or 24-7 with quality caregiving and nursing care from Orchid to Paso Robles. As almond prices have dropped, growers say they're focused on their bottom lines, looking for ways to diversify their crop portfolios and identify other income to shore up narrowing profit margins. Fresno County farmer Matt Efford, who grows almonds, pistachios, walnuts, canning peaches, and feed crops, said, quote, If a grower can have a diversified portfolio, that's the way to go because you can hopefully cover the lows with income from other crops. The average almond price per pound has fallen from $2.45 in 2019 to $1.40 last year. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Dignified Hope Care. Trust the medical care staff officially licensed to serve our seniors across the Central Coast. Call 805-510-1234. DignifiedHopeCare.com. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street in Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Pacific West Steel. High-quality metal roofing solutions for all commercial, residential, and agriculture needs. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the upper 80s. North-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows right around 50. North-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mostly sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the upper 80s. West-southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny this weekend. Partly cloudy on Monday through Wednesday. Mostly sunny on Thursday next week. Low 80s on Saturday, mid-70s Sunday, low 70s on Monday, upper 70s Tuesday, mid-70s on Wednesday, then about 80 a week from today. Currently, it is 57 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Pacific West Steel. High-quality metal roofing solutions for all commercial, residential, and agriculture needs. KPRL News Time is 7:21.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks opened flat after the latest readings revealed little change in inflation and the job market. The producer price index wholesale inflation in August nudged slightly higher from July, but for the year ending in August, the PPI cooled to 1.7%. The core reading for the year rose 2.4%, unchanged. The number of new claims for unemployment benefits rose slightly last week to 230,000. General Mills is selling its North American yogurt business, including Yoplait, to two French dairy companies. McDonald's shares are flat. The fast food giant has decided to extend its $5 meal deal into December. Signet Jewelers' quarter was mostly better than expected. The stock is up 14%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jeannie Cosilda, invested in you.
Hi, I'm Ron Kraszewski, Chairman and CEO of Stifel. Financial advisors, let's face it, if you're not growing your practice, you're losing market share. Stifel is a growing, entrepreneurial, advisor-centric firm built for successful advisors like you. There's a reason why 148 financial advisors joined Stifel last year. Come join us and find out why Stifel is the firm where success meets success. Visit www.choosestifel.com.
Stifel Nicholas and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
Hey there, glad you could make it. Come on in.
Wow, your kitchen looks amazing. So does your whole house.
Thanks. We just had our cabinets refinished by Peak Painting. They did such a fantastic job, we had them come back and paint our whole living area.
I guess you could say they have your stamp of approval.
Yes, sir. Just like everyone else on Google and Yelp. Booking a quote is easy. Just go to peakpainting.com. That's P-E-E-K painting.com. And book a time and day that fits your schedule. No back and forth phone tag. Just click and book.
Sounds too easy.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peek Painting at peekpainting.com.
Driven to be the best.
The veteran-owned Ted Miles Motors in Atascadero.
The cars you want, the people you like.
Serving you for 49 consecutive years.
Just plain good deals without the hype.
10 miles motor, same location since 1975.
Selling cars the way it should be done. And giving you service that's second to none.
Driven to be the best.
10 miles motors in business for 49 years has sold over 13,000 vehicles and is the longest established used car dealer in San Luis Obispo County. So whether buying or selling a car, truck, van, SUV, motorhome, or classic car, visit their easy-to-navigate website, 10milesmotors.com, or their showroom, 7380 El Camino Real in Atascadero, next to Farrell's Auto Repair.
Driven to be the best!
10 Miles Motors, Atascadero.
A. Walt & Son Aqua Engineering has been serving the pump and drilling needs of the Central Coast since 1946 and had the very first pump rig on the Central Coast. They're a third-generation business with a wealth of knowledge for all your pump and drilling needs, from auger and bucket hole drilling, deep well turbine pumps, and more. Call A. Walt & Son Aqua Engineering at 805-238-1315. A. Walt & Son Aqua Engineering, 238-1315.
The Creston Community Church will be hosting its second annual Fall Women's Ministry Conference October 18th and 19th. Deanna Ramsey, who has spoken at Hume Lake, is going to take the ladies on a journey of being rooted in faith and grace. She will show how God loves us and has plans for us. Dinner on Friday, breakfast and lunch Saturday. The Creston Community Church is on O'Donovan Road. For more information, contact Becky Nunez at beckynunez0123@gmail.com or go to crestonchurch.com.
When a bank is owned by the community and invests in the community, it answers to a different call. It's personal. It's driven by your needs, not ours. Welcome to American Riviera Bank. Our customers know us for personal service, every day, every way.
You can bank on us.
Bank on us.
Bank on us!
American Riviera Bank. Bank on better.
American Riviera Bank, with branches in Paso Robles, San Luis Obispo, and now Santa Maria.
Emailing to the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech. Brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, El Camino Real, Atascadero, 238-5775. 238-KPRL on your Thursday edition. The right choice, indeed. Hold on. I see the phone line ring-ding-dinging. One ringy-dingy, two ringy-dingy.
Party.
Coming up this afternoon, sound off, and the race or the candidates for Paso Robles School Board continues this afternoon, Karen, 12:30 till 2. It will be Leo Costello and Adelaide Heitschu. That's the two this afternoon here on AM 1230 KPRL. Good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. I'm trying to calm down after hearing what happened with Lauren yesterday, and I just want to make clear on this. That Lauren, obviously, if people know, she's a black woman who is a Christian first and has conservative beliefs as a result of that. That is why this is going on. Make no mistake. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that those people in the neighborhood of Gerhardt, they oppose Lauren philosophically, but if she was a black woman who agreed with them, that other side would be having her run for county supervisor right now. But because she has Christian values and she's conservative, that is, it's not a line for a black person. Can't do that. And this is the hidden thing that people don't want to talk about. And I think I hear it sometimes here on the station that where is the real racism? If you think about it, you know, you have the president and people talking about white supremacies everywhere. And excuse me, but the stereotypical, I think, in a lot of people's mind, the white supremacist is the Confederate flag waving, redneck, Yosemite Sam type. That's not the case. That's not the case. And that's, again, my assumption and assuming that these people aren't that stereotype. it seems like they're on the left, because that's where it seems like Gerhardt's coming from. And I think people have to wake up and understand this whole race thing that people are using. The left has used it to a great advantage, and here they are. Someone like Lauren has, in their mind, stepped out of line, doesn't go along with everybody else. If you're black, you're historically, you're liberal, you should be there. And that's not necessarily true either. That's a recent phenomenon, the last 50, 60 years. But that's the idea, and she has stepped out of line, and guess what? That's when the claws and everything come out. And I'm just sick about this, and people need to keep this stuff out of this area. You need to stamp that out. And, you know, if you have to, you know, I'm a supporter of Lauren McCoy and will be, and I hope that other people can see through this stuff and what goes on. And for him, and she's absolutely correct, for him to say that, you know what, I listened a little bit yesterday, and to me, what I got out of that was condescension. He was very condescending in his tone and the way he addressed things, the way he responded, and that gives me every bit of evidence I need to know for hearing that story yesterday that he's condescending. And last thing I'll say, and thank you for the time, Kevin, is I think the biggest thing is that Lauren is a Christian and she stands on her principles. And I think that maybe we all ought to look at what's going on with this. And I'm a Christian as well, and I believe that with everything that's going on in this world, look at what's happening in the Middle East. I'm hearing China's getting involved in everything like that. If you know anything, if you went to Sunday school, this stuff has been predicted, if you will. And I would recommend that people, if you don't have a relationship with the Lord Jesus, at least explore it, because we're at that time. Appreciate it, Kevin.
Well, before you go, one of the things that just popped in my mind, because I was my head when I was listening yesterday, some of the comments you made about Gerhardt, I was thinking exactly the same thing. But also one of them is, if you want to be direct, Lauren's been bullied by adults, and it sounds to me like they've tried to bully her on the board as well.
Well, here's the thing. It's okay. And again, I'm talking and thinking and maybe giving my own opinion, but I think I've seen this around. I think most people have seen this if you're paying attention. You're conservative and you throw a Christian for that. That's okay to go ahead and bully people like Lauren. It's okay to dismiss people like Lauren. It's okay to deface her banner, because in their minds, it's such a bad thing. Are you kidding me? As a black person that's pushing this stuff, that's standing on Christian principles, that's a conservative, that is, in most places, that's widely known. And it's here. And again, let me restate this, Kevin. If she was on the left standing on her principles, she would be running for county supervisor. They would push her to be running for a supervisor spot or maybe even higher, mayor, something. I guarantee you. But because she is a Christian, she has conservative views, she is beneath a lot of the things that they think that are horrible.
Why would some? Well, we can bypass why would he even say this to her. But the other is, why would someone who portrays himself as the smartest person in the room, by the way, kowtow to a couple of neighbors who are racist?
Because it's for the cause. And that's what they this is why I'm assuming there's something common in there that they have. Again, let's be honest. Typically, if you get the stereotypical, like I said, you know, Yosemite Sam, Confederate flag wave, there are a couple things that they typically have. They God and country. So that person, and this is what blows their mind, probably lines up with a lot of the things that Lauren believes. So why would they oppose her? If they're for God and country and the flag and the Constitution, why would they? That's what Lauren stands for.
Well,
so,
I mean,
there's a commonality that's going on with him and his neighbors where they're opposing. And he says he thinks he's done a great job. She's done a great job. But there's something there, and I'm telling you, people don't want to dig and go, hey, what's the problem here?
Well,
we got we have a strong black woman who most people celebrate. Allegedly, supposedly, we have that running for president right now, and people are celebrating that. But she's a strong black woman. But oh my gosh, she's a Christian and she has conservative values. There it is.
Well, it's funny. If you want to do a little quarterbacking, if Condoleezza Rice was running for president, she would not get the accolades that Harris is getting.
No. And such a double standard. You know, one of the things, just going on a little sidebar, there's such a double standard, and you think about it, again, I don't want to disparage anybody, but Melania Trump was a model and is beautiful. And her 4 years as first lady, they wouldn't put her on a magazine. They'll put other first ladies who, in my opinion, probably, well, they weren't models. Let's put it that way. The double standard one runs wide and deep. And until we fill people in, it may never happen. I usually have to fall on your doorstep. You know, if you don't have any foresight, don't think critically. Until people realize this, it's not going to change. It's not going to change. Until people say, hey, look, we've had maybe the biggest hoax perpetrated upon us on the American people with this Joe Biden stuff. They knew that this guy, going back 2019, could not adequately serve as president, so they got a team around him. Who's been running the show for the last 3.5 years? And they're about on the verge of getting away with it, and so one of the people that was part of that is running for president, is leading, from what I heard this morning. This is nuts. And until people wake up and start going, you know what, these people, look at the debate the other night. Mm-hmm. I mean, I had to go back and look at stuff, and I'm going, man, these people are right. These guys were setting her up. They were going after, they don't check her. The media, they're all in on this stuff. And until people start to figure this out and say, hey, we got to make a change and start standing up where they can, you know, because that's where you can. You don't have to go out and be on the forefront and be on television and, you know, be leading rallies, but where you're at in your life, stand up and just say, hey, you know what? Where's the truth? Where's the truth in things? And that's where I believe it comes back to my faith in the Bible, because it's about the truth. And that's the only hope I believe we have.
All right, sir. Well, well stated.
Have a great day.
All right, you too. 238-5775, 238-KPRL to join us this morning on your freedom of speech. We had somebody wanting to get in, so do call back. They are both open right now. Okay, let's see here. Headlines, sound off. Kevin, can you please explain what loaded call is? Okay, yeah, I probably, and maybe loaded call isn't the best explanation, because I was, last hour I was explaining that. I've gotten some emails wanting to know, and Karen has explained a little bit on how she's doing the format. Loaded calls are, there's two sides to this, is that the candidates themselves have planned callers to tell somebody, for example, somebody will call in and say, I've known you for so long, and I just love you. I'm going to vote for you. You're the greatest thing since the wheel. I mean, those type of phone calls, which when you're in this business, you sense them, that they're loaded. And then you have the other ones that are just the opposite. They are planned to call in to disparage the guest or the opponent of someone. They're, I guess if you want to simplify it and put it in street language, they're BS calls. And, also cowardly calls, as we say also. But that's what loaded phone calls are, and planned phone calls. People do that. And it's not new to when people call into radio in general. In general, you have heard over the years, particularly on Al's show, some of these crank calls come in. People just do that because they're, I guess my term this week is they're morons or cowards, and because 90% of the, well, more than that, they don't identify themselves. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. It's Kenny Annie.
Hey, Ken.
Hey, I wanted to continue on that, the previous caller about the double standard, and the classic example that's been under my skin for a year and a half is the flag policy, where you have a policy that you know is unconstitutional, Nathan Williams and Jim Cogan were told a year and a half ago that the policy was unconstitutional. Kurt DeBose knew a year ago it was unconstitutional. And yet it's okay in their mind to violate the rights of conservatives who want to have a pro-law enforcement flag up or a faith flag, a Christian flag up. Those aren't allowed, but you walk around the high school and you see a pride flag everywhere. And their philosophy is, just like your caller said, that, you know, really the rights of conservatives or Christians or any person of faith aren't as important. And this is part of the cultural revolution that's taking place in our public school system right now.
Kenny,
we got to push back.
Where is the district the school district attorney on this?
You know, school district. I have an issue with our attorneys as well. I tried to get rid of one of our law firms because I think they're biased. You know, when you go to an attorney, you would expect that attorney to give you an unbiased opinion of the law. And I have so little faith in our attorneys because they're essentially bought and paid for by the special interest groups that they'll tell you what you want to hear, and they don't care if you get in trouble because they're still going to make money.
But as an attorney, if something is unconstitutional, it's their obligation, as far as professional ethics, to tell the board or the superintendent what you're doing is unconstitutional. You need to change it.
Well, in the case of the flag policy, the attorney did, because I asked in May of 2023, I brought up that the fact that we had singled out specific groups. And I highlighted Black Lives Matter because they were singled out as a group that whose flag could not be flown. The attorney said, yes, any is correct. Yet Nathan Williams, Kogan, the other Williams, and Joel Peterson were, no, we don't want to take down the pride flags because we don't want to upset anybody. Well, you're upsetting the conservatives. You're discriminating against the conservatives. So obviously their rights, in your mind, aren't as important as your special interests or your friends' rights. So the school district knew. The school district has knowingly been violating people's rights for a year and a half, the board in particular. Hmm. And this is why I keep bringing it back up. DeBose wouldn't have anything to do with it. Mrs. Loftus understands that. She's brought it back. We discussed it again the other night. She's rewriting the policy because Nathan Williams doesn't want to bring it up. Because he just doesn't want it. That's the third rail of politics in the school board right now.
Well, let's, if we can, Kenny, let's shift a little bit here. The meeting the other night, what was the result or the presentation regarding how the kids are doing at Paso Robles High School with the work, math, science, et cetera?
I would say we've crossed into crisis mode. So your graduating class of 2025 is going to have a 16.16% proficiency rate in math. That is and that's for not just Paso High, that's for Liberty and Independence High as well. So 16% will be proficient in math. I think Paso High dropped from 29% down to 20%. And then for English language arts, it's dropped from 48% down to 45%. So I guess if there's any silver lining, the staff can no longer say, hey, it's not a problem, Mr. Ennie. It is a problem. It's been a problem. So at least now we're recognizing it. But I'll be honest that the situation, I think, is so dire in the high school right now because this isn't something you can turn around. You know, the class of 25, 26, and probably 27 are all going to have these low performance numbers. They have a plan there, which will probably be more effective in the elementary schools because you have time to bring people up to standards. But my recommendation is going to be, as it's been for a year and a half, is stop promoting people that don't meet standards. You're going to have to establish some sort of graduation test, in my opinion.
Yeah,
that diploma doesn't mean anything anymore.
Well,
no one's got faith or confidence in a Paso Robles High diploma anymore.
well, Kenny, as you alluded to, is that this isn't just kid. They're not. They don't end up with these scores by the end of 12th grade because they started at 8th grade. This starts at a lower level.
Yeah, yes, sir. I have people that work for me. I have a young guy, great kid. He's in the 11th grade now. He can't do his multiplication tables. So if you can't do your multiplication tables, you can't learn algebra. No. And when I asked them the other night, I said, don't we have some sort of remedial math? Because you know you're promoting these people that can't do multiplication and division. Well, no, we just have Algebra 1 and Algebra 2. So they've got to pull their head.
Well,
and it's gonna be hard. And it really takes, the parents have to be, the parents have to share blame in this as well. It's not, as I pointed out the other night, you can have the highest paid teachers in the world and the most beautiful campuses in the world, but if that student's not motivated to learn, they're not going to. So right now what's going to be needed, in my opinion, is more stick and less carrot. And you're just going to have to hold them back.
Well, yeah, you have to, because if you keep pushing them ahead, if you think about the domino effect, they get further behind because they're lost when they, as an example, if they can't get through fifth, but you put them in the sixth, they're going to even fall further behind quicker and probably even lose more interest.
Yes, sir, you're right. And I'm researching it a little bit more, but unfortunately, there are financial reasons why the district has not wanted to hold people back, because apparently it affects the average daily attendance monies that come in, and that just, in my opinion, it flies in the face of what the public school system is supposed to be doing, which is educating kids. It's not supposed to be a self-licking ice cream cone where you're just collecting money and pushing people through the system.
Well, it's more like we see a lot in government in general is a hypocrisy.
Yes, sir.
Yep. All right, Kenny, we're out of time, but I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Take care.
Thank you. You too. All right, it is, let's see here, 13 minutes away from 8, going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. Yesterday afternoon, a three-vehicle traffic incident occurred at the intersection of Wellsona Road and Highway 101 North. One of the vehicles attempted to flee the scene, but was later pulled over by law enforcement. It is currently unknown if anyone in the incident suffered injuries. The Templeton Rec Foundation has announced the date for its annual awards dinner. Their fall event this year is Living the Scream, October 26th at Spring Hill Suites in Atascadero from 5 to 9 p.m. The event includes dinner, drinks, a live and silent auction, and a costume contest. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly sunny skies today, highs in the upper 80s. It's 59 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Vice President Harris takes the overall lead for the first time in the new Fox News Power Rankings. The vice president's in North Carolina today, now one of six states listed as a toss-up.
She has campaign rallies in Charlotte, then she heads over to Greensboro. Meanwhile, former President Donald Trump's out west speaking this afternoon in Tucson. The campaign says Trump will address the economy and the rising cost of housing. Tomorrow, he holds a rally in Vegas.
Fox's Rich Edson. What was Hurricane Francine's moving into Mississippi after causing power outages and flooding in Louisiana, including New Orleans?
The city did a great job in clearing out the storm drains. This is about 1,400 miles of storm drains out here. That all dumps into Lake Pontchartrain. The rain was adding up quickly, and these drains can handle about 1 inch of rain per hour. We were getting a whole lot more rain than that.
Fox's Craig Herrera. America's listening to Fox News.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We moved from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Elite RV and Boat Storage in Paso Robles is now open. They're not your typical open-air dirt lot. Elite RV and Boat Storage is fully fenced, fully paved, and each space is covered. Their state-of-the-art facility includes security and video cameras monitored 24/7 with motion detectors safeguarding every covered parking space. A professional RV wash station with spot-free rinse, vacuum station, trickle charging, air compressor, a dump station, propane, accessory store, and they offer free ice. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Don't let your RV or boat get sunbleached. Allow decal fading or let it deteriorate in the dust.
Hi, this is Kit. Trust your RV and boat to locally owned and operated Elite RV and Boat Storage at 4210 Right Way off of Dry Creek Road next to the Estrella Warburgs Museum. Call Elite RV and Boat Storage at 805-801-3889 or online at EliteRVandStorage.com. Ask about a free month.
Pacific West Steel, specializing in metal roofing and metal siding for homes, barns, awnings, commercial buildings, and more. Offering customers multiple product solutions. No job is too big or too small. For longevity, energy savings, and durability, call Adam Andrade, Pacific West Steel, the industry leader, 805-238-1783. That's 805-238-1783 for Pacific West Steel.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. We'll have sunshine later on. Highs in the upper 80s. Clear tonight. Overnight lows in the upper 40s. Upper 80s again on Friday. Cooling down to the low 80s on Saturday. Upper 70s Sunday. Low 70s Monday. Back to the upper 70s on Tuesday. Mid 70s Wednesday. And upper 70s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 8 up and down. 6:44 a.m. 7:15 p.m. And it is 59. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Community calendar is brought to you by American Riviera Bank. They're always looking for the best way to serve you. Coming up, 10 warning signs of dementia. The Alzheimer's Association, the California chapter of the Central Coast, are having this big get-together the 24th. It's a Tuesday from 1 till 3 at the Paso Robles Senior Center. Slowing down is normal as we age, but when do those changes become a concern? In this free educational interactive workshop, you will learn the 10 warning signs of dementia and techniques for approaching a loved one with your concerns. Register at the Paso Robles Senior Center front desk. So do that. That's coming up on September 24th. That is a Tuesday. All righty. Also, let's see here. Do you have an interest in local history and a couple of hours a month to spare? Paso Robles Pioneer Museum is offering to teach and provide hands-on association with their best through their docent training program. And training is free and led by experienced docents. So once trained, new docents are paired with an experienced partner and typically serve the museum for 3 hours one day a month. So contact your local Paso Robles Pioneer Museum. They would appreciate it. Community calendar was brought to you by American Riviera Bank on the corner of 16th and Spring. And we like to say, simple, bank on better.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. You don't need a special occasion just to say, I miss you, I thank you, I messed up. Stop in at Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. All right, local celebrities on this Thursday, Robert Buckman, Zoe Samantha Schmitz, Robert Stanford. We also have, who do we have here? Scott Curran, Bob All, Melissa Gordon, Drew and Nancy Nations, and there you go. Short list today's celebrities. On my right-hand side, the inventor of the Gatling gun, Richard Gatlin, 1818-1903. H.L. Mencken, the journalist and critic, 1880. 1956. Ooh, I like this guy. I remember it well. Maurice Chevalier, 1888-1972. Ben Bleu, the comedian and actor, 1901-1975, one of the best ever. Jesse Owens, 1913-1980. Tony Bettenhausen, the motor guy, 1916-1961. Someone correct me. Is the Bettenhausen family from the Valley? Let's see here. Ella Mae Morse, Cow Cow Boogie singer, 1924-1999. We also have from our gang, Dickie Moore, 1925-2015. The Carter family's Helen Carter, 1927-1998. The Possum, one of the best country singers ever. Country singers, rather. Possum, George Jones, 1931-2013. Track and Field Hall of Famer, Olympic gold medalist, Glenn Davis, not the football player. Well, he did play a little bit. 1834, George Chevalier, boxing, 1937. Bobby, Linda Gray from Dallas, 1940. Mickey Lolich, he was a good left-handed pitcher, won three games in that 68 series against the Cardinals. He was born in 1940. Marie Mulder, Midnight at the Oasis, 1943, Ralph Neely, cowboy, offensive lineman, 1943, Barry White, 1944, 2003. I don't know how he did that. From Redbone, Tony Bellamy, 1946. Oh, not a bad running back, but he was kind of known for, well, the way he dressed. John Frenchy Fuqua, 1946. From Iron Butterfly, Daryl LaRoche, 1947. John Montague, not a bad pitcher, 1947. Tony Stevens from Fog Hat. I got a quick story about Fog Hat. I went to school with this kid, and he wasn't a bad kid, but he just got in trouble with drinking and drugs, and eventually he was killed in a car crash. But Larry was his name. He got arrested one night, and he's in the car. This is in Louisville, and the officer's name on the badge was Dinger, and Larry said something. Larry was a pretty funny guy. Cop didn't think so, but he says, hey, Dinger, you're a dead ringer for Klinger from the MASH show. And then he said, do you have any Fog Hat? I always remember that. Let's see. Jerry Buckley from America, 1952. Peter Scolari, not a bad actor, 1955. From Thin Lizzy, Brian Robertson, 1956. Rachel Ward, the actress, 1957. We also have Vernon Maxwell. He was a pretty good basketball player, 1965. Looking here, Paul Walker, the actor, 1973. Yao Ming, the big guy with the Houston Rockets, 1980. Jennifer Hudson, 1981. And Andrew Luck, 1989. Passing away on this day, Mr. Boyd, Hopalong Cassidy, William Boyd. He died in 1972. Ray Dalby, the sound guy, inventor, 2013, Johnny Cash, 2003, Tom Yule, he was an actor, and he claimed because of an inferiority complex, he would never watch any of his movies. Raymond Burr, Perry Mason, died in 1993, Anthony Perkins, Psycho, 1992, and that is it. All right, going to the top of the list today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. You know, it's been stated that Hitler wouldn't shake his hands after the 36, or, you know, the events that happened in 36 Olympics. In an interview years later in Kansas City, what Jesse Owens said was, Hitler didn't snub me. It was our president who snubbed me. The president didn't even send me a telegram. Jesse Owens dominated the 1936 Olympics, and he dominated in track and field before the Olympics as well. One of America's greatest, Jesse Owens.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. Yesterday afternoon, just before 1 p.m., the San Luis Obispo CHP office received a notification of an incident on Highway 58 east of Highway 229. A female driver of a Ford F-150 was involved in a rollover incident, and she later died of her injuries at the Sierra Vista Regional Medical Center. In partnership with Mujeres de Acción, the city of Paso Robles invites the community to celebrate Hispanic heritage at the Hispanic Heritage Festival in the downtown city park, September 15th from 2 to 9 p.m. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly sunny skies today, highs in the upper 80s, it's 60 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, MarsMegaStorage.com.
He set three world records and tied another all in less than an hour at the 1935 Big Ten track and field meets in Ann Arbor, Michigan, a feat that has never been equaled. Pack-a-day smoker for 35 years, he was only 66 when he passed away in March of 1980. Jesse Owens, this hour of the Morning Exchange brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.